we want to shift gears and talk about not the metaverse, because we live in a 3D world. In fact, we have the world's leading 3D capture and spatial data company CEO with us on deck here. That is RJ Pittman, the Matterport CEO. And we love having you here. We have some great video of your company and what you do. But could you briefly explain what your business is about and how you help companies and customers alike in your business?
Sure. Thanks for having me again. Great to be here. Number one, Matterport turns buildings into data. And we do that by creating a dimensionally accurate, photorealistic 3D digital twin of any property, a home, an office, a hotel. We do retail locations, thousands of retail locations, some retail locations that are 200,000 square feet in size. And once you have that digital twin of the property, you can invite anybody in. You can host virtual tours. You can bring teams of people in to do facilities management and building inspections. You can even bring people in to shop. Yes, you can tag any of the objects, any of the furnishings in a property, whether it's commercial, retail, or residential, and make it interactive, make it shoppable. You can even customize the spaces, because once you turn it into a digital twin, if it's an empty home, let's say, or an empty apartment, and you'd love to see what it would look like fully furnished with products from a wide variety of different furniture makers, super easy to do. And because it's dimensionally accurate, you know exactly what's going to fit, what's not going to fit in a property, even right down to the artwork that you might select and hang on the walls.
This is Emily here. How has business been trending for you throughout the past year and a half? Because it seems like this is something that might be in high demand, especially when people are staying in place and perhaps want to do a viewing for a space or a product virtually rather than in person.
Yeah, well, you know, Matterport has been digitizing the built world for a decade. We've been at this since 2011 and just steadily accelerating this business. So even before the pandemic, this business was really taking off because it's so much more efficient. You can create an open house and invite a million people into the open house if you so chose. And of course, it's open 24/7, 365, right? So you can see from a property promotion point of view that it's indispensable. And no question, when we're sheltered in place, you have a need to keep the real estate industry moving forward. And that's what Matterport, you know, was designed to do 10 years ago, and we're doing it better than we ever have. One of the things we did to really accelerate the business is to bring Matterport out, make it available literally to anyone with a smartphone in their pocket. So today we have Matterport for iPhone, Matterport for Android. We call it collectively Matterport for mobile. And this is a very sophisticated piece of technology that we've made dead simple so that anybody could create a digital twin of their home, their Airbnb, their office, you name it, in about 15 minutes. And in fact, your first Matterport is free. So there's really no friction in the equation here for getting people onto our platform, number one. And number two, it goes so far beyond what photography and video walkthroughs can do for a property. It is truly a data set that we describe as, you know, the future appraisal of a property or the digital system of record. This is, you know, driven extraordinary growth in the company. In the last 2 years, we've more than 25x'd the customer base at Matterport. It's a global business. We've digitized properties in 175 countries, and we're just getting started.
RJ, I got to tell you, I got some FOMO here. I really want a digital twin of my apartment. I'm going to check this out. I'm wondering, though, how much this is going to set people back beyond that first freebie. And I guess in general, you know, do you have, this is a separate question, but stick with me here. Are you in a position to use your IP? Because you have all these people scanning their buildings, scanning these locations, uploading this to your cloud, I would assume. Similarly to Tesla, how they have people driving cars and they're collecting that information. I'm just wondering if there's some back way that you can actually leverage that data as well.
Absolutely. And so, you know, let's talk about that, right? The whole is far greater than the sum of the parts. So we have now somewhere upwards of about 25 billion plus square feet of physical space in the world that we have digitized. And that is hundreds of billions of 3D data points. And remember, you know, there's a lot of data in each one of these Matterport spaces. I could tell you, for example, in a home or a high rise, how many windows are in the property. I could even tell you how many south-facing windows are in the property and what's the surface area of your southern exposure. Because remember, we've got all the dimensions accurate down to a centimeter or less. And I could immediately compute a thermal load analysis on your home or your apartment and tell you how to save a few hundred bucks a year on your energy bill without ever setting foot in the property. Right. And what we do is we use the spatial data, which is really anonymized, you know, property information, and a customer could opt into this and enable us to analyze and optimize the operation and enjoyment of your property completely remotely. Right. And we do this especially for commercial buildings and large retailers that have not just one or two physical properties, but literally thousands of locations like Starbucks, CVS and Walgreens that are all moving to virtual facilities management. And they also want to be able to analyze and get an understanding of what's going on and what's in all of those locations. And because we turn all of these buildings into data, it's as easy as a Matterport search, not unlike doing a Google search, to find any aspect, any piece of equipment or attribute inside a space with a couple of clicks. Mm-hmm. It's really a game-changing kind of technology.
RJ, you talk about all this digitalization, and I'm thinking, when are you getting into NFTs? A conversation for another day. We got to leave it there, but really fascinating stuff. Appreciate you stopping by. RJ Pittman, Matterport CEO.